And one of the reasons Kaspersky Lab is able to put out such reports is that they are places where U.S. companies are not. But also there is a tendency at the company to focus on those threats, you know, at the expense of, you know, let's say Russian-based hacking attacks that U.S. companies really like to focus on. So there's this split. And as one analyst said, there's a cyber isolationism that's occurring, you know, within the industry, that if you're a U.S.-based company with ties to the NSA, you're going to report on Russian-based hacks and Chinese-based hacks. If you're a Russian-based company, you're going to focus on U.S.-based hacks. And we're seeing that split emerging, and Kaspersky's a really kind of great example of that.